KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, indeed. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And since we say that, welcome to the program. Yerington, Smith Valley on 92.3 FM. Yes, we are just taking over Northern Nevada. So I wanted to start off with some good news. And that is, I don't know if you saw this. It was actually out a couple of days ago. I've been meaning to get to it for almost a week now. Thanks a lot. People calling up and wanting to talk about the ranges and wanting to talk about all this other stuff. But I don't know if you saw this, but Douglas County, Partnership Douglas County, received a $10,000 grant for Nevada Division of Public Health, Public and Behavioral Health, to develop, write, and implement one of the first overdose plans for the state of Nevada. Finally, getting recognized. The response plan will specifically address how Douglas County responds to opioid spikes and other drug overdoses, and it's going to establish a model plan for Partnership Douglas County, along with the expertise of collaborating with other agencies and how rural Nevada counties provide real-time overdose reporting, treatment, and send out alerts. You know, this is going to filter into all of Nevada. You know, we just take that one step, get the plan in place. The reason I mention this is, well, $10,000 is just to develop the plan. So kudos for them recognizing that this needs to be done. I mean, heck, we got people out in the middle of the desert making meth. Supposedly, it's not as strong and as good as the Mexican meth that keeps coming over the borders that people like to downplay. No, these are immigrants who just want a better life. No. We have got high potent drugs coming in from Mexico. We've got people out in the desert making meth. We've got people just, you know, shipping in the ingredients to make all this other stuff. This is great. This is a step. Let's keep going forward. But if anybody is listening who does drugs or who knows someone who does drugs, and you don't want to die or you don't want to see your friends or family die, I urge you to do one thing. And, you know, I'm not going to say seek treatment. You live your life. I've got my demons. You've got your demons. I wish you would seek treatment, but life is better than I think you know it. But be honest, okay? If an overdose is happening around you and you call 911, tell them it is a drug overdose. Tell them what drug it is. Because by saying, I don't know, trying to keep yourself out of trouble, thinking that, you know, oh, if I just say I don't know, they'll figure it out. You're adding time to what could be life-saving efforts. So I just urge you, for all the people out there who want to help, for all the JTNs, Join Together Northern Nevadas, for all the partnerships, Douglas County, for all the people out there who want to see people safe and survive, you know, it could be a first-time try. Drugs, even marijuana, are getting strong. Pot today is not the pot of the 60s when it was so hyped. And everybody was screaming, relax, man. It's not the same drug. Drugs aren't the same. And you have people out there with the mindset that are going to experiment. They're going to try to be cool. They're going to want to be able to hang with their friends. don't let that cost them their lives and their future. Junkies will be junkies. For some people, there's no way out. But for others, it's just a mistake. So please, be honest. Tell your kids to be honest if they go to a party. Damn any consequences. Don't think about stuff like that. Think about your friend or your family member's life. Because if you don't, well, that could be the end of that. That first time or second time mistake could be the absolute end if you're not honest and tell the paramedics, tell 911, tell the doctors if you take them into the emergency room. Be honest and tell them what's going on. So thank you. Excuse me, I'm already getting choked up. So to Partnership Douglas County, thank you for doing this and just, you know, you've got the ball. Run with it. Make it good for all of Northern Nevada. All right. Oh, my gosh. Teachers are calling left and right. I'm supporting you. I have to show up to work, but I'm supporting you. We're getting T-shirts made. Signs are being made. There's been a banner made. And if you believe in school choice, if you believe Common Core needs to be gotten rid of, if you believe that the SHARE program has gone way too far, if you think that the story that came out today that, yeah, Washoe County school kids' information has been, mishandled, been saying that this was going to happen for years, okay? Been saying it. And they're finally coming out now and warning that there has been a data security incident. Okay, no, that's a breach. So think about this. Not necessarily if your kids are in school right now, but in Washoe County between 2001, so we're going back a ways. This could be actually, you know, affecting you out in the real world. To 2016, so that's 15 years of information there. 114,000 students. Data is out there. Names, birthdays, all the data that they keep. Ask John Eppolito. Ask the people, you know, over at QOL Reno. Why does the school district need anything besides your name, date of birth, and address? So, if you want to see change actually happen in the Washoe County School District, you need to speak up. You need to speak up. They're secretive. They waste millions of dollars. They run in circles. They really are secretive. They won't answer simple questions. They deny information to the media to help you figure out what's going on. They try to manipulate you in a way that says, well, you know, Common Core is for everybody. You know, it's try to pull your kids out of Common Core and see the runaround you get. Try to pull your kids out of anything and see the runaround you get. When you have the right to do that. And teachers, you have the right. Of course, they only give you this little teeny tiny window to to pull out of the union, and you will still be protected. It's part of your rights. You will still be protected as a teacher. But you don't have to be a part of the union. If you are tired of this, you need to speak up. And they obviously don't listen to your voice because people go to the meetings. People go to the State Board of Education meetings. People go to the Washoe County School District meetings. They go to the Douglas County School District meetings. They go to Story, Lyon. They show up. They speak. But that doesn't mean that you're listened to. The only thing people listen to nowadays seems to be money. So what do? You keep them home and you bring them to a public protest rally on Monday, August 12th. That is the first day of school. 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We are going to meet at the Believe sign because we believe in the kids of Northern Nevada. You have options. This is the only way to tell the school board and the principals and everyone involved how you feel. We have charter schools. We have private schools. We have homeschooling. We have online schooling. There are so many options for you. And homeschooling doesn't have to be, 8 to 5 or your work hours. This is your child. This is our future. We all have a stake in this. So pull your kids out the first day of school and come on down and meet us at the Believe sign. Because I don't see it getting better unless they go in and flush the system. It's not going to get any better until you say something. And what they listen to is your money. Why do you think there was a legislative attempt to put a moratorium on charter schools? Because the charter schools, the trade schools are doing better. They're focusing on your kids. And it takes money away from the school district. Well, if you do that, then you take money away from the school district and we can't fix anything. Trust me, money is not fixing their problems. This is not a money problem. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. I hope I see you there. I will definitely be there. With John Eppolito is going to be there. Paul and Valerie from QOL-Reno.org is going to be there. If we want a quality of life and a quality of education for the kids, then you need to take this day, take it off, and be there with us. At KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. Oh, yeah, woohoo! KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Or, of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. And I've just been on the computer, actually emailing with just an amazing young woman, and she's going to be my guest on Friday, but I'm not going to tell you what it's about. It's about struggle. It's about self-sacrifice and sacrifice, but it's also about promise and love for the future. So it's a little tease for you. Wow. It is just going to continue with this Gilroy shooting. And believe me when I say my heart goes out to the families and friends of those murder victims, not gun incident victims, those murder victims. But we have a big issue here in Nevada, and that is Governor Sisolak. And you know he's going to take advantage of this. I mean, he and his cronies, paid for by Michael Bloomberg and his anti-gun organizations, But they see a door, and they are just going to be putting more restrictions on us here in Nevada. And let me be perfectly clear. From the information that I have, stop holding the dealer accountable for this tragedy because they were not in the wrong. News reports and people keep coming out and saying, and I'm not going to use his name because he's just, you know, he's not worth naming. None of these shooters are worth naming. This psycho, people are going off on, he had, you know, he lived in California. He had a California residence. He lived just, you know, few blocks away from the where the festival was. He had also a Nevada residence. He had a Nevada driver's license. He showed no signs of the determination he had to take life. No one who is in or on a mission to do this is going to walk into a gun store start spouting off anti-Semitic, anti-American, anti-Antifa statements. They're going to walk in as a normal person because they are on a mission. They are going to follow the laws. We cannot blame the dealer for seeing a Nevadan, looking their license, for someone who looks normal and selling a firearm. Who, by the way, psycho, now takes this firearm illegally into California and uses it. It's not the gun's fault. It's not the gun store owner's fault. Whose fault is it? It is the fault of the psycho who was on a mission, who pulled that trigger. As far as I know, and I have cameras in my house, as far as I know, my guns don't get up and have a party when I'm asleep or when I'm not there. They also don't protect the house when I'm not there. Imagine that. It's only when a person puts their hand on that firearm, puts this finger onto the trigger and pulls it. So for all you anti-Second Amendment people, for all you anti-gun people, it's not the gun. It is the person behind it. You have no argument for that. So stop trying to control law-abiding citizens, because that is exactly what Sisolak is going to do now. I've been in gun stores before where people from California come in and want to buy a firearm. You know that whole no shoes, no shirt, no service thing? Well, that goes for gun store owners, too. They don't have to sell you anything. If they know that you're a California resident, they'll suggest you find a good firearm store, a good gun store in California. Don't come to Nevada thinking that, you know, we're all backwards hillbillies and we're just going to sell guns to everybody. It doesn't work that way. We are law-abiding citizens who support the Second Amendment, but we also support the rule of law. And if the rule of law, because you did it to yourself, California, says that you can't buy a gun, we're not going to sell it to you over here. It's time for Fox News on your live and local FM talk show from 10 to noon every single weekday. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. If you want to find out more on the subject of ranges and firearms, go through and check out the last few days of podcasts because we've had a lot of discussion on it. And they are up now. We've been working on other things and the podcast got a little behind, but thanks to my wonderful producer, they are up and going and there for you to listen to. Let's get a look at the news from across the country on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. So glad to be here with you until noon today. Talk lines are open until 8, Talk lines are open right now at 884-9910. So proud to also be heard on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. Welcome to the show. And the reason that I was talking about Sisolak and the gun laws is we can't wait, in my opinion, again, this is just my opinion, for Sisolak to work his way through the system and be done in two or so years. Just because the legislature is not in session doesn't mean they're not working. And all of the bills that were shelved, so to say, those are still being worked on. And they will be presented in the next legislature. So what's going to happen between now and the next legislature? Democrats are going to be out there working their tails off to get more Democrats elected, to get red seats flipped blue. And what we need to do while working on a process to get him out of office, the recall rally, please be at the rallies. We've got a recall rally in Fallon coming up on 8/17. It's going to be at noon. That's a Saturday at Millennium Park. Same process, speakers, music, raffles, giveaways, and intelligent talk. Noon, Fallon, on the 17th of August. There's also a rally in Las Vegas. Tell your friends in Las Vegas that there is going to be a rally on August 25th. We have a big issue here. We keep saying, don't California our Nevada. But until we step up and do something, it's just going to keep happening. And if they get any more control than they already have, if they are able to flip any seats, then we will be a sanctuary state. We will have firearm laws that are just as restricted as California. And I'm talking to everybody. Even if you don't own a firearm, you need to get off of the fence because there are people out there working very hard to make sure that your rights are protected. Come to a rally, see what it's about. Because Sisolak is not only going after your gun rights, he's going after all of your rights. Your right to have a sovereign nation. Your right not to have your, you know, job taken by somebody in this country illegally. Who knows what right is going to be next? Your freedom of speech right? Well, we already see certain forms of speech knocked down. Do you really want to be California? When they have a lifelong legislator over there saying that the government should be in charge of all social media and what is put out on social media? Are you kidding me? Even if I were a liberal, I would be afraid of that. The Second Amendment is the only amendment protecting all the other ones. We have also seen freedom of speech attacked all across this country. You cannot say anything about anybody now and not be called a racist. Donald Trump said Baltimore was a rat-infested dump. Cleaning it up. People screaming, that's racist. Bernie Sanders said that just a few years ago. The exact same thing. Nobody was screaming racist then. Sure as heck, no one was screaming racist when the Obama administration gave Baltimore over $1 billion, not million, $1 billion from stimulus funds to clean up its act. Why are we not asking Elijah Cummings for a audit sheet? Where did that money go? Where did your money go? Because it sure didn't go to cleaning up the streets of Baltimore. It is rat infested. California's rat infested. San Francisco, LA. They have these people thinking in their minds that the only way to clean this up, the only way to do this, is by more government help. We'll help you. We'll provide you with this, this, and this. We'll get you showers. We'll get you a big old ugly tent-looking shelter thing so you can sleep under, and we'll take it out of everybody's, you know, vision. All they're doing is playing games with your money. And if you want to see that happening here, then by all means, just go ahead and keep burying your head in the sand. Kind of like Monday. A lot of things happen on Monday. Trying to fix the Washoe County School District. We got to keep your kids home on Monday, August 12th. Come on down and rally with us. Let the district be heard. Guess what happens this Monday? This Monday is a special workshop at 5:30 p.m. with the Reno City Council. I can't believe it's at 5:30 p.m. I might have to double check that. Go on to their schedule, because that seems all way too convenient. But hear what's on the agenda. On the agenda is the city attorneys want to appeal to the Supreme Court the ruling of the class action suit that they lost for not doing squat for the North Valleys and the Lemon Valley residents and, you know, overbuilding, not spending money wisely and being prepared out there. And the building just keeps continuing. The only council person in favor of a moratorium is Jenny Brekus. I hate calling Jenny a Democrat, and I hate calling some other council people Republicans. I hate calling Jenny a Democrat because she's fighting for us, all of us. Because there is a mixture of Democrats and Republicans out in the North Valleys. And she's saying, wait a minute, we need to look at this better. We need to make sure this doesn't continue to happen or happen to other communities. Also being presented at that meeting at 5:30, there's going to be a presentation about additional building in closed basins and the Stead sewer plant. They call them a closed basin for a reason. Find out what those reasons are. Put it on your calendar. Try to remember. Just block out all the Mondays from here on out. So this Monday, Reno City Hall, 5:30. Next Monday, the Believe sign in downtown Reno for the kids, 8 a.m. Businesses need to get involved with this as well, not just the parents. These are your future workers. This is all of our future. They spend more time learning about 18 different genders than they do about math and science. The things that are important to us. You could even twist my arm to maybe help provide more assistance for higher education if I knew it was going towards somebody becoming a nurse or somebody becoming, you know, a scientist that can lead us into the future. And not somebody who was getting a liberal arts degree so they could teach philosophy to people. Maybe even get somebody in there that knows about history. Because it is being changed right in front of our eyes. It is being rewritten by the liberals out there who don't like what our history says. They're doing just what Germany is doing. Went over to Germany not too long ago, and you know what? You go into the museums, you talk to tour guides, they don't talk about Hitler. Uh-uh. They don't show the Nazi warships. Interesting. Why do you think that is? Because they don't want to remember it. We can't let that happen here, not to our history. We have a rich history. Because no matter what you think about slavery or what people try to put into your minds, guess what? It was white people fighting for their rights to be free. And it wasn't just the black culture that was slaves. Asians. Talk to the Irish. Get some of their family history. We're forgetting our history and we're letting other people rewrite it, and it's not good. And that is starting actually down in our elementary school system. Because you know where the textbooks are coming from? Three big manufacturers over in California. Who do you think has the input on writing those textbooks? The California school system. That should be a scary thought for you. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Welcome, Yerington, Smith Valley, on 92.3 FM, also being heard. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're along for the ride. Oh, back to the days of Bon Jovi. Another turn liberal there. KKFT 99. That doesn't mean they don't have great music. 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And welcome, Mason and Smith Valley on 92.3 FM. Love having you along for the ride. Pretty much the same programming except for the weekends. You get a little bit more Fox Sports. Hey, shoot me an email at Monica at 991fmtalk.com if there's something that, you know, you can't make that phone call at work and you can discreetly send me a quick email you want to go over. And if you've been looking for those podcasts that we've been talking about on 991fmtalk.com, our website, just go on to the last button there on the top and it says podcasts. My podcasts for the last week and a half are up, so you can check those out. I would like to take just a minute to go on to something that makes me happy. Because, you know, this does make my heart heavy that we are just being pushed out of our country. People are pushing for open borders and what's fair. You know, you work your tail off and look where your money goes. Nancy Pelosi and her whole crowd on vacation on your tax dollars in Europe. Wouldn't that be nice if you were able to go over there? Maybe see something that you've always dreamed of, Vienna or Germany or, you know, all the ruins that people keep talking about. Can't go into Babylonia or Mesopotamia, anything like that, because that's Iran. But something that makes me happy is animals. You know that. Come on. If you go on to the very front page of CarsonNow.org, oh my gosh. Look at this baby. Her name is Robin. And I want her so badly. But I have a sick Alaskan Malamute at home that I have to watch out for right now, so I can't go get her. I would snatch her up in a second. She is a beautiful, light-colored German Shepherd, and she's got one little floppy ear. And she loves being active. This is not one of those types of dogs that you lock up all day. This is the type of dog that you go hiking with, you go camping with, you go to the park. Oh, she is so beautiful. So if you've been looking for a shepherd or a shepherd mix, log on to CarsonNow.org and you can see Robin's picture right there. She's at the Carson City Humane Society. She's their pet of the week. I don't even see how she could make it a week. I don't see, well, I can't see how any of these dogs are in there, but if you are looking for somebody to share your life with, take a good look at Robin, because she is. I could just sit and look at this picture all day. She is just adorable. Just adorable. Now getting into the hard stuff again. We're going to go over this in a little bit in the next segment after we come back from Fox Business News and all of our local news. Did you see it in the local news that we had two stabbings? There's something wrong, people. There is something seriously wrong. It's not about banning guns. It's not about banning bump stocks. There's something wrong in people's heads. Because if they don't have a gun, what are they going to use? They're going to use a knife. If they don't have a knife, what are they going to use? They're going to use a baseball bat. What kills more people than all these combined? Cars. We can't just sit around and ban everything. we need to fix some deeper problems. And we need to start spending our money wisely rather than shipping it overseas or shipping our politicians overseas so they can have a luxurious vacation. And like I said, until you say something, it's KKFT.